Aloha dreamers, welcome to another fun-filled Friday. When this launches, it'll be a Friday. Today I'm actually recording this on a Monday. I changed my schedule a bit. I found it very, very interesting actually how this worked out. Monday, as we all know, usually suck, right? Mondays, you're coming off of the weekend. They usually are not my favorite days, and I'm sure a lot of out there agree with that. And I've decided this week to change my view of a Monday because that's in our power and that's in our control. And I wanted to just change my thoughts around Monday. So how was I going to do that? Well, I realized that usually every Monday coming off the weekend, a lot of things in my business after we get back from the weekend, well, it might need, you know, to be fixed. Some things have broken over the weekend. Some things need catching up with. Those are times that I would usually coordinate with my team and jump into the week so that we can make sure to get everything off of our list and everything runs smoothly for the rest of the week, which when you're measuring just the metrics of it all, everything gets done that way, right? It's fluid. It makes sense. So one thing that I was noticing that kind of was incongruent with the way I wanted to feel was I didn't like coming off of the weekend. Usually Sundays I spend the whole day at the beach with my family. And then now having this like routine that was set, like Sundays were our family, our beach days, I would know in my head that Mondays were a certain way. I'd know that it required a lot of my energy to be there, to be alert and on point for my team and everything that I needed to be that day to put out the fires in my business. And I realized like it was starting to affect the way I was viewing my Sundays and creep into a little bit of my Saturdays, because it's like as Monday was drawing near, I was already like preparing for it on the weekend. And I didn't realize that it worked like that, that it could creep into your Saturdays or your Sundays or possibly the rest of the week if the energy around a Monday wasn't ideal. And so I just decided to test this out and see. So this is like the first Monday where I didn't do my normal routine, which was get on conference calls for the first like 5 hours of my day. And that would be all the calls I take. And then I was done. But, you know, it was just like, I wouldn't change that. And so what I did is I just rescheduled my team meetings for Tuesday. I'm realizing a lot of the calls that maybe were scheduled for Monday didn't have to be there. But having now this entire day to reassess how I feel on a Monday without having all of these to-do lists in my way, I'm like starting to realize what's necessary, what's not, and what actually makes me happy. So how did my day look today? This is fun and interesting. Well, the first 3 hours that I woke up, 2 or 3 hours I spent with my two little kids, my 2-year-old and my 1-year-old, and we played in the grass and I had my coffee and we just sat in the sun. And then, you know, daddy took the babies for the next few hours. So now I'm here. But right before I got on the microphone, knowing that this podcast is me exerting my energy, right? It's me giving to the audience, whatever you want to call it, the universe, out, putting my energy out into the open space around me. And I know in order to do that, I need to fuel myself. I can't be giving you words or anything from my heart or my core or my center that's anything of value if I'm not refueled. And so what did I do before I got on this microphone? Well, after the kids went with their daddy, I sat in the grass. I had a nutritious, healthy, just platter of vegetables and hummus and drank water and do all things that I know from my past experiences make me feel good. Sat in the sun. I actually like literally sat in the grass while I was eating my lunch and I looked at the view and I felt the wind on my skin. I felt gratitude in the moment and I felt just fully present with myself. I read a little chapter of a book that I've been wanting to read for a while. I did a meditation, a quick 20-minute meditation out in the grass. There was a sprinkling of rain landing on my face as I was out there, and I was just like, ooh, this feels great. It feels amazing. And after that, I had enough energy to then go and do a 10-minute just a strength workout with my dumbbells and a 20-minute bike ride. And so, how do I feel now? Well, you be the judge of that as you listen to this podcast. And why do I tell you all of this? Well, not only did I find out that we can rewire our brains to look at Monday in a new light, but what that taught me is what else can I rewire my brain to do? And it just was like flooding in with information and ideas and gratitude this morning that I don't even know where to start, honestly. But I'm going to start and end kind of on this note and give you some time to reflect on this and gather your thoughts around this idea. And maybe you'll see some things in your day. Maybe it might not be a Monday for you. Maybe it might be a hump day Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday that you could see places where you could spend more time out in the grass or feeling the air, whatever it is, the ocean. I'd like you to consider that. How much more can we get outside, right? And get with nature. And what it brought me back to was this Sunday, I was sitting at the beach with my family and I had some time to myself just to sit in the tide pool. And the ocean's coming in and out. And of course, it's always beautiful and refreshing. But this was the first time I sat there fully immersed in that moment and fully present in my body and in myself. And all I could think was these words. Find your way home. That's the words that just kept playing in my head. Find your way home. Find your way home. Like right now, I actually get a little bit emotional when I say those words for some reason. And that's something that I can kind of go into a little more myself and my own journey. But what did that mean to me when I heard those words play in my head? And I'm sitting there and that cold water is just washing over me. I'm looking out into the ocean and I'm taking it all in. And what that meant to me was a mental note. I'm sitting there and I'm surrounded by my family and I'm surrounded by love and I'm filled with gratitude and fully present in that moment and how lucky I am to be sitting there in that place. And though especially now, right, with the times that we're in now and so many negative forms of media out there, and I was lucky enough to be sitting there rewiring my brain, teaching it to always be able to find my way home. And well, in that moment, what I finally realized is as I go through my journey in life, and we think that we have to know all the things, right? We have to know exactly what's coming, we have to know exactly what's next, and we always have to know the next step and how to do things and where we're going and how we get it done and all of that. But in that moment, what was so clear to me was that I finally realized I didn't have to know all the steps. All I needed to know was the journey home, was the path home. Was in that moment, if I could rewire my brain to be present in that moment and feel all of those things, my body would program and remember what it felt like. My body, my brain, all of my senses would know what it felt like to be fully present, to feel completely happy, fully loved, full of gratitude, completely aware of all of the really good things in my life. And all I would have to do was be in that moment, program, let my body do the work, let my body, my mind do the work to remember and to program this into my brain. And any time where I'm in a rut or I'm in a funk or I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling overwhelmed or sad, I could allow my body to help me to remember and to guide me on that path home. And so I guess my message to all of you is, how does home feel for you? How does home look to you? How does what you call home, what does it smell like? What does it feel like? Who surrounds you? Get super, super clear on what your version of home, sweet home, looks, feels, smells like. And I assure you that on those days where we might not necessarily know where we're going, it's the knowing how to find your way back home that's important. And the more we practice and the more we remind our bodies, our minds, and all of it becomes in tune with one another, the path home is much, much more clear. Aloha, dreamers. I hope that all of you have an amazing weekend ahead of you. I encourage every single one of you as much as possible to step outdoors, get your feet in the grass, get your feet in the sand, the dirt, whatever it is that surrounds you. Recline on a tree, smell the air, listen to the birds, let the sun shine on your skin, and allow your mind, your body, to find its way home. Aloha.